You know, when you're out there hunting in the woods, you never know what you're going to run across. Might be wild boar, bear, bobcat, even a mountain lion. But what happens when you catch something in your night vision scope that you cannot identify? Well, that's what tonight's tale is all about. Is it the dogman, a skinwalker, a crawler, or maybe something else? Stay tuned. I'm a hunter. I like to hunt wild boar specifically, though I have been deer hunting and have been known to get a turkey for Thanksgiving. I mostly hunt boar. For those of you that don't know, boar are a big problem in the United States. A sow can have 2 litters a year, and it's not uncommon for a litter to consist of 10 or more pigs. Given that pigs will eat anything and everything, it's not hard to see why the Department of Fish and Wildlife makes it legal to hunt them with almost no restrictions. In my state, it's illegal to hunt most large mammals with night or thermal vision scopes, with the exception of boar and coyote. I've been saving for a year, mostly fun money. It's hard to explain to your wife that a scope that costs literally twice as much as the rifle I was mounting on it was worth it. But I did it. I took it to a range and sighted it in. There was an area that was peppered with boar activity that I knew would be perfect for a night hunt. It was easily accessible with my truck, with easy-to-find spots that I could set up and that overlooked a large, easy-to-navigate clearing. The night started uneventful, mostly me tinkering away with my new toy, cycling through the settings. I was a little impatient. I spotted multiple deer, but they were out of season, like I mentioned earlier. My current setup wasn't legal for deer. I moved to another spot I had seen earlier that probably wasn't much better than my first, but it gave me something to do and a new angle to look around with my new scope. After an hour or so of glassing the area, it dawned on me. This spot doesn't have much animal activity at all. No rabbit or owls. The deer that I had seen were hundreds of yards from where I was. Why was this pocket of land so dead at night but lively in the day? I'd set up around 10 p.m. and it was about 2 a.m. when I started to think about packing up, maybe setting up a target before I left and taking some practice shots. I heard a crunch that came from the direction I came from before. I panned my scope over and saw the silhouette of a small bear pushing through the bushes. It's important to note that my scope isn't exactly night vision. It's a thermal scope, kind of like a black and white version of what you see in the Predator movies. I adjusted my range and zoomed in a little. I remember jolting a little when I saw that it wasn't really a bear. It was some kind of man. Because he was so low and hunched over, I thought I was looking at a young bear. Is that a game warden? It couldn't be. I would have seen the headlights coming up from the road from where I was perched. And where could if he had walked from? I was 30 miles away from anything on public lands. I was about to call out when I adjusted my sights and noticed he was naked. No shoes, pants, or anything. I remember being disturbed by his movements, like a squirrel or something, twitching and grabbing at the foliage, sniffing around and palming the tree. Was that my tree? The one I had been leaning against earlier? The thought terrified me. Could he smell me? Then he did something I still have nightmares about today. He squatted and placed his hands in the dirt between his feet and stared straight up like a dog mid-howl. And I heard it. A voice coming from that distance. A very compelling female voice.
Help. I'm lost.
There was a long pause before neither of us moved a muscle. The center of my sights was trained at the dirt in front of his feet. I couldn't bring myself to aim directly at another person. It was against everything I had been taught about firearms. Were they lost? Was this some guy that had gone crazy out here? Why was his voice so feminine?
Help! Please! I can't walk!
The voice called out. That's when I called bullcrap. Not only could he walk, when I first saw him, he was traversing the land with ease for a naked person so good I mistook him for a bear. That's a frickin' trap. This guy is trying to lure me to him with the damsel in distress routine. Luckily, the lack of activity before he caused me to pack up most of my gear. I think I may have left behind a hat and a sitting pad, but I didn't give a crap at that moment. I took my eyes off him for a moment to get my pack on. I buckled my chest strap and scrambled for my rifle. To my horror, he was in the same position, but his face was staring in my direction, and I swear I saw a smile. The thermal scope had an effect that makes animals' eyes appear white. How the hell had he heard me get up and put my gear on? He must have easily been 150 yards away.
Screw off!
I screamed in that direction. He stood upright, and it hit me how tall and skinny he really was. Easily 6 feet and very lean. He took a couple of long strides in my direction, and I instinctively sent a round sailing above his head into the tree line. He was freaky as hell, but he hadn't really threatened me. What would I tell the cops? I was unwilling and unready to shoot someone. He stopped dead in his tracks and hunched down on all fours.
The next one will mess you up. Go away.
He stayed on all fours, and this time I had my sights trained on the center of him. His eyes were just above the grass like a large cat or something. I was trying to stop my trembling, but knew that my voice had cracked a little on the last warning. I was terrified. That standoff probably only lasted a minute or two, maybe less, but it felt like forever. In an instant, he bolted left towards the tree line opposite the road. So much for not being able to walk. I could barely keep him in my scope, he was moving so fast. He disappeared into the brush, and I sent another bullet sailing high in his direction. I racked another round and tried to pocket the mag and swap for a fresh one, but I dropped it and didn't bother looking for it. I wasn't far from my truck, and I wanted to get out of there. I could hear him in the distance, yelling in this weird voice that could have been a laugh or a cry. I scrambled up the trail and arrived at my truck breathless. I tossed my gear into the cab but kept the rifle in the passenger seat and sped off. For the longest time, I told that story from my perspective of having spotted some deranged crackhead living off the land like some kind of caveman. I reported it to Fish and Game, but all they did was scold me for hunting at night alone. Never received an update. It wasn't until I told this story at a camping trip that my nephew told me about wendigos, rakes, and skinwalkers. My story scared the piss out of him because the spot where we were camping was technically the same forest I had seen the bastard, just 50 miles east of it. He was so spooked, his mom, my cousin, had to take him home. She was really pissed. I've gone down the rabbit hole with these scary stories. I'm not saying what I saw definitely was a wendigo or a skinwalker. I'm saying that if a such thing exists, I may have dodged quite a bullet that night. Or maybe it was just a tweaker being Donnie Thornberry in the middle of the night. Either way, I thought I would share.